Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, the last and final Daf of our very dear Masechta, Maseches Vachem. So on Kuf Chaf, we're actually starting Kuf Yutes Amud Beis. A couple of words from the end of the Amud. Boi Rabbi Zeira. We spoke about, the Mishnah gave us a listing, a printout of differences between a Bama Gedoila, right, the general public Bama, versus a private Bama Ketana. There are various halachas that only apply in one and not in the other, in the Gedoila and not in the Ketana. Now here's an interesting question, by Rabbi Zeira, posed by Rabbi Zeira. Oilas Bamas Yachid. So this fellow was Magdash and Oila, with the intention of offering it as, you know, private bama. And he shechted it outside. Fine, so far so good. We're talking when the bamas were permissible, okay? And then he decided, you know, I'm going up to the grand bama, to the public bama, let me bring it in there, into the mechitzas there, and offer it there. Shechnisa lefnim, he took it inside. And then changed his mind again, he took it back out. V'tziya l'chutz, ma, what's the status of this carbon? Does it revert back to the Bama Ketana, you know, Hakrava system, which is a very limited, you know, doesn't have all those added elements? Or do we say once he entered the Bama Gdela domain, he gets absorbed within it and gets an upgrade? In which case you have to bring it back in there. Even if you took it out, it belongs back in there, and you apply all those various elements that pertain to Bama Gdela to this carbon as well. It is now relabeled as a Bama Gedoila carbon. So which way is it? So again, he did it outside, took it inside, and then brought it back. Shall we say, given the Ayla, once he took it inside, the Mechitzas have now absorbed it, and it obtains that status. Or you can say, once he took it back out, he reverts back to his old status, and now gets that downgrade again, and is offered and processed like a Bamas Yachid. Well, says the Gemara, this is already an old discussion. Lav hainu plug to the Rabbi Yosef. Isn't this the subject matter of a dispute between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef? We'll discuss a similar phenomenon. This name, we have a Mishnah, Kodesh Kedoshim Shechtim Bedorin. So you have an Oila Chatz Kodesh Kedoshim, whose Shechita is meant to take place in Tzafon, in the north of the Azor. It was done in the south, so it's possible. Just a Molong on the Mizbeach. Mayalban, since it was not processed properly, the Me'ilah status is still there. And if one diverts it, he committed Me'ilah. Now the question is like this. Suppose he put it on the Mizbeach. Okay, it's up, it's up. All right, we discussed this many times. The Mizbeach has now absorbed it, it stays there. What if you took it back down? So some actually have a different gersa. That the Bacha's gersa. But in this case, Yiboilu Olu, they switch it to Olu. Suppose it was put on the Mizbeach. So typically, again, this type of carbon, right, a carbon that's possible, once it's on the Mizbeach, you leave it there. But here it's different, it's slightly different, because the Shechita took place in the wrong location. Maybe it's even worse, it's a non-starter. So the question was asked, Olu, they switched it to Olu, once it was put on the Mizbeach, Maush Yerdu, is it meant to be taken off? Or do we say, no, once it's on the Mizbeach, it stays? Rabba Amar, Yerdu, you gotta take it off. Rav Yosef Amar, Imololo Yerdu. Rav Yosef says, no, once it's up there, you leave it there. Because the Mizbeach has sanctified it. It stays there. So what do we see from here? That according to Rabba, a Mizbeach will not be Mekadosh, a carbon which was shechted in the wrong location. Likewise, in the story of the carbon of the Bama Ketana that was shechted outside, and then was taken into the Bama Gedoila territory, it doesn't relate to this territory. It's considered being shechted outside of the mechitza in the wrong place, relative to the Bama Gdoila, right? So it doesn't relate to the Bama Gdoila, and therefore, certainly if you take it back out, you can process it outside. But according to Rav Yosef, who holds that a oila that was shechted in Darim, wrong location, wrong mocking. Nevertheless, once it's on Mizbeach, it stays there. So likewise, in the carbon that was shechted outside by the Bama Ktana, once it's inside, it belongs here. So even if you take it back out, you got to bring it back in. Perhaps it would depend on this machlekes. Well, says the Gemara, not so quick. Perhaps it does not connect at all to this machlekes. Why? Tiboy l'Rabba, tiboy l'Rav Yosef. This question that we ask can be posed according to Rabba and Rav Yosef. It's not clear either way. Why? Tiboy l'Rabba can be posed according to Rabba. So again, we're speaking when he shechted his carbon outside. It was meant for Bama Ktana, then he took it in, he took it back out. Question is, does it belong back in there or not? To buy the rabbi. This can be posed according to rabbi. Why? Atkan loikam a rabbi. Perhaps, when rabbi says that a carbon shechta in the wrong location has no business being on Mizbeach, ela b'Mizbeach, that's strictly regarding Mizbeach, which has very specific guidelines, very specific powers. The chazile, only something which is suitable, fit for the Mizbeach, Mekadosh, gets positively affected by the Mizbeach. But not something which is unsuitable, Lechazi, Lemekadosh. Something which is not Chazi, something which doesn't belong, something which was shechted in the wrong location, it's a non-starter, it doesn't belong in the Mizbeach. Aval Mechitza, but regarding Mechitzas, partitions, enclosures, such as the one around the Bama Gdoila, perhaps it's different. Once you're in there, you're in. Avagad lechazel, even something which is not really meant for this area, was shechted outside, in fact, kolta, perhaps it gets absorbed in the mechitzas and meant to stay there. It gets an upgrade. Odilma, on the other end, you could say, Afil Rav Yosef, you don't call it Rav Yosef. This question could be posed. Ad kan lekam Rav Yosef hasam, perhaps only over there by the carbon that was shechted in the wrong side of the Azara. Does he say, once on the Mizbeach, you leave it there? Ela dechad makumu, because after all, it's the same room. This side of the Azar, that side, it's close enough. So once on the Mizbeach, it stays on the Mizbeach. Avalocha, but in our story, the Terei Mekayim B'Sinir, we shechted it outside, a totally different location. Perhaps it doesn't relate to the inside. On the other hand, you can say no difference between the two halachas. Just like when you shechted the wrong side of the Azara, it relates likewise over here. Take it, we leave it as an unresolved question. Now, Milsa, the Pshitile L'Rava B'chad Gisa, L'Revesa B'chad Gisa. Now, this halacha that we just discussed regarding a carbon that was shechted in the wrong place, the Azara, and then put on the Mizbeach. So to Rabbi, it was clear B'chad Gisa in one direction, that you take it right off. On the other hand, Rav Yosef was clear in the other direction, B'chad Gis, you leave it on there. So this very question, Meboile Rav Yana. Rav Yana, in fact, had a shiloh, had a question about it. It wasn't clear to him. How to proceed. Debar Rav Yana. Because Rav Yana posed the question like this. Evorei oilas bo masyachid, sholol mizbeach. So you have the parts of an oila that was meant for a bamas yachad and shechted outside, and then afterwards he took it into the bamas sibur, bamas gedoila, and then something happened to it. It became pasul, became tamei, and actually it was placed on the mizbeach. So it's sitting on the mizbeach, shalom mizbeach. Ma'ar sheyerdu. What's the status regarding being removed? Should you take it off or not? Does it get absorbed into the mizbeach or not? And according to the gers that we have in our page, when the fire of the Mizbeach has not yet taken a hold of it, there's no question he'd take it off. The question will be, if the fire had somewhat affected it, somewhat charred it, my was the status. So bottom line is, Rabbi Yanai was posing a very similar question. Something which was really shechted in the wrong outside, different location. and then some mishap occurred, and it's on the Mizbeach. Does it come off or not? This is pretty much what Rabbi Rav Yosef had discussed. Take it, we leave it unresolved. Itmar, now comes an interesting question. We know that in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, Hakrovas, Shchitas take place during daytime. B'yoyim Tzavos, right? What about in a private bama? Are we limited to daytime activity or even nighttime activity is okay? Itmar. So we had a discussion in the Beis HaMedrash. Shchitas Laila b'bamas yachid. You shecht at night. Ne'bamas yachid. Is it okay or not? There's a machlegis between Rabbi Shmuel. Chadamar. Ksheira, one says it's okay, but Chadamar, other one says psul. So what's the machlegis about? Become miflegi with Rabbi Lazar. Machlegis is regarding Rabbi Lazar's presentation. Because Rabbi Lazar had an apparent contradiction between two psukim regarding a carbon that was done in a bamas yachid. So Rabbi Lazar Rami Kroya Dadi, he had a contradiction between two psukim. Ksiv in one pasuk it says Vayomer begadetem goylu elai hayom even gedoyla. So Shaul built a mizbeach during daytime, apparently because you could only be makriv on a bamas yachid during daytime. Ksiv then the next pasuk sounds like nighttime was perfectly fine. Vayomer Shaul putzu ba'am b'martem lahem hagishu elai ish shoyra v'yisyeh, you bring me the animals ushechatem ozeh v'achaltem and shecht and eat lesechtu l'Hashem lechol el hadam, and they conformed. They brought their animals and they shechta at night. So is nighttime okay? Two ways to resolve this contradiction. Mar Mishani. So one answered, well, kan be chulin, kan be kachim. The pasuk which speaks about daytime activity, that's karbonis. The other pasuk which allows nighttime, that's regular personal consumption animals. In the other opinion, disagrees. He says, "Kan bekotche b'magdoila, kan bekotche b'magtana." The pasuk which limits it to daytime, that's by the b'magdoila. But the pasuk which allows nighttime is by the b'magtana. So according to him, in a b'magtana, you could do shchita and akrov at night. Itmar. Another question. What about the hefshet, the flaying of the skin of the oil or netuach, breaking it apart? Does that apply even in a bama ktana or not? Itmar, oil has bama siyachit. An oil brought into a private bama. Rav says, ain't to an hefshet netuach. You don't need to hefshet netuach. That's only by a carbon in a central mizbeach. Verbiach namar, even in a private mizbeach, to an hefshet netuach. What's this machlek is based on? Vikam miflegi bid Rav Yisak Lili. The question is regarding Rabbi Yisak Lili's opinion. The Sani Bava Brisa, which quotes him, Rabbi Yisak Lili Omer, that famous Oila, Sheikruvu Yisrael Bamidbar, the Yisrael were makriv in the Midbar right before Matan Torah. Ein tuna hefshet netuach. It did not require this hefshet netuach process. Why? She'ein hefshet netuach ela oil moed be'elach. Because only once the oil moed was standing, that's when the discussion, the parsha, the psukim in Vayikra, which make mention of Heshev Netuach were presented. But anything that happened before that, such as the Oilat we just discussed, did not require Heshev Netuach. Okay, so that's his opinion. Now, we're going to have two ways of interpreting, of applying this opinion. Mar, Sava, Rabbi Yechon holds. So, we only exclude the Karbonis before Oil Moed. Me'es Oil Moed ve'elach, but once Oil Moed was standing, and forward, meaning any oila, even a private bama, lo yishna bama gdoila, lo yishna bama ktana, irrespective of location, requires hefshet and nituach. Omar Sava, Rav disagrees, he says, v'bama gdoila in, v'bama ktana loy, that when Rabbi Yisak Lili says that these apply to oila after oil moed was standing, that's only in oil moed, in a central area, but not in a private setting. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is hefshet v'nituach in a bama ktana, and not according to Rav. Tanikam said Rabbi Yechanan. We have a brayso which supports Rabbi Yechanan that there is hefshet v'nituach in a bama ktana. Dvarim shebeim bama gdol bama ktana. The following items are only applicable in a bama gdol, not in a bama ktana. Keren, right, the corner, the protrusion coming off the top of the mizbeach, the kevesh, the ramp, the yisoy, the base, and the bottom. We bore the squareness bama gdol only. But not a bama ktana, ve'en keren, ve'yisoy, ve'kevesh, ve'rubo'a bama ktana. Next, kiyar, right? The washing station, v'kane, and the base of it. That's only b'mekdoilo, but not v'en kir v'kane b'mektano. Likewise, chodav v'shoik, the parts of the shlomim, the toide that goes to the kohen, is only b'mekdoilo, and not v'en chodav v'shoik b'mektano. However, dvarim shir shavsa b'mekdoilo b'mektano, the following items. There's no difference between a gdoilo and a ktano. They apply in both places equally. Shchita, right? That applies b'bo mektoilo uktano and hefshes v'nituach. There you go. B'gdoilo uktano. What else? Dam mata, the fact that you need to apply the blood to permit the animal for consumption. Umefagel, likewise, an erroneous thought during the hakrov of the dam. Choslom kaimai makes pigel. That applies equally b'gdoilo uktano. Likewise, the requirement to exclude mumen, blemished animals, uzman, the time frame for consumption of karbonis, that applies equally in all locations, b'bo magdolo uktanu, right, so it's a right to Rabbi Yochanan, as we explained. Now the Mishnah concluded, aval, noiser, v'azman, v'atame, all these items, the aloch of noiser, leftover material, v'azman, that has a specific time frame. You can't have intentions of offering it past that time frame, lest you run into pigle, right? Va'atame, or the alochas of tame. You can't have a tame doing the akrov or consuming the animal. Shavin b'zeh apply equally to v'kteilo v'kta. Tana rabbanu. So we learned in a brisa. How do we know this to be true? Menayin lasu is zman. B'bom aktana k'bom aktana. How do we know that zman, which means the alochas of pigle, apply in ektana? Just as a gdoila, Amra Torah. Torah says, look, lon yusarif, a pigle yusarif. When something was left over, you know, beyond its time, carbon material gets burnt. U pigle yusarif, likewise, pigle gets burnt as well. Ma, the Rashash switches it to ma, lon pasal babama, just like when something was left beyond its time. That's deficient, that's considered possible, even if it's a carbon that was born in a b'maktano, as we're going to see later in the Gemara. Let's assume that all the halachas of pigul apply to a b'maktano as well. Af pigul possible b'bama? Says the Gemara, who says? Oy klachel derech su. Perhaps we'll make a different type of comparison with a different conclusion. The Amra Torah, look, Torah says, lon yusarif, yaitze yusarif. Something which experienced lina, you have to burn it. Likewise, a carbon that left the Beis HaMikdash, Yisarev has to be burnt. Now, Yoytze certainly doesn't apply by Abama, doesn't have confines, doesn't have machitzes. It's all open. Ma Yoytze, just like when something left the area, Kasha B'Abama. If it's a carbon for Abama Ketana, it has no machitzes, so the concept of Yoytze is not a problem. Aflan Kasha B'Abama, likewise something which had Lina. Should be okay by Obama. And if that's the case, that disrupts the whole foundation. You can no longer substantiate that pigle applies in Obama. It was based on the fact that Lina applies, but if we sort of dominoed affected, we canceled Yaitse, which canceled Lina, which canceled pigle. Says the Gemara, we have another source. Based on Al-Kal V'Chaymer, Eifes, from bird karbanis. And that will prove to us that pigul applies in a b'maktana as well. Ma Eifes she'en amun poisel b'hen. Look, bird animals that are unaffected by a slight blemish, you can still be makir of them, so that have that sort of advantage, that leniency. Zman poisel b'hen. But all the halachas of pigul apply to birds as well, right? Rashi brings it to Gemara back on Daf Mem Dalet. Certainly, kachi b'maktano, karbanos which are destined for b'maktano, shamum poisel b'hem, which are affected by blemishes, they have to be unblemished, right? Ein din shezman poisel b'hem. Let's assume for sure that zman affects them as well, which means to say they're susceptible to halachis of pigul. Well, how could you compare? Malo efes shkein ein hazar kasha b'hem. Perhaps bird karbanos are most strict, the most severe, because a zar, a non-kohen, cannot process eifos, as opposed to a b'maktana, where we learned that even a non-kohen can be makriv. So perhaps because it has that leniency, it's immune to pigle as well. Taimer b'maktana, as opposed to b'maktana, shazar kashaba. And if that's the case, perhaps we can speculate and suggest that lo yehi zman poisel posel, but that zman would not be an issue. Talmud lema. Because the pasuk says like this. Ve'zois teira zevach hashlam. And teiras, as we know, is an inclusive, an encompassing term, which says all types of shlamims, which means a shlamim in a bamagdol and a shlam in a bamagtana will be treated the same. And Rashi points out, this is the pasuk, which leads into the discussion regarding pigul over there. So the pasuk is teaching us that all the halachis, right, that are discussed there, whether it's a question of time frame of a korban, how long you have to eat it, beyond that which becomes nicer, right, all the halachis, and the intention of processing to get past its time, anything related to time, will now apply equally to a just as an abamak doyle, it applies in abamak tan as well. Rashi says we have the time frame, we have the alochas of pig, we have the alochas of tummy as well. Lasois, this tells us, lasois, that we treat abamak tan like abamak doyle, lasois zman, to apply the alochas of zman of abamak tan, just as kizman of abamak doyle. Okay, so in conclusion, we discussed a case where the carbon of Abba Maktana was taken into the Abba Magdala and taken back out. What do you do then? We discussed whether you can do nighttime, Hakrovan Abba Maktana, Machlekes, whether Hefshet Menetuach is applicable in Abba Maktana, Machlekes again. But there are many halachas which apply equally, Neisar, right? Zman, Tameim, etc., that apply in both settings equally. Hadron Lach. Poras Chatos, Aslikala Maseches Vachim. Ah, Baruch Hashem, we finished Gevaldige Masechta. You know, it's interesting that we learn so much about bringing Karbanis, which of course, till Mashiach comes, right? Nowadays, we're unable to do so. But certainly we can tap into the powers of Karbanis, first of all, by learning. Right? The Gemara tells us at the end of Menachos, actually, that when you learn the Psukim, the Mishnayos, the Gemaras, and discuss and delve into the topics of the karbanis and the halachas that are connected to the karbanis, it's as though we are bringing karbanis. Furthermore, the Gemara elsewhere says that, you know, in contrast to a person who brings a karban, as noble as it is, but it's a limited type of experience. You bring an oila, okay, you credit it for an oila. You bring a shlamim, you get credit for a shlamim, but that's it. Says the Gemara, but if a person is makriv himself to Hashem, he's ma'aseh nefesh to Hashem, he humbles himself and accepts all that Hashem gives him. B'simcha, b'avo, b'tmimis, b'ramuna. Ki'ilu hikriv nafshe. It's as though he sacrificed his entire life, his entire being, which is way greater than a specific karma. A karma merely represents a certain aspect of a person, but imagining sacrificing the whole person himself, ma'aseh nefesh, b'makriv b'gantzeh mesh, the whole neshama. So that certainly we can relate to today. We have the opportunity to be Meisa Nefesh on all accounts, in all situations, difficult moments, challenging moments, to be Meisa Nefesh, to have the right attitude, to be Besimcha, to be patient, to be Mevater, when that calls for, when it's called for. And specifically when it comes to Tefillah, which we know is B'makim Karban, represents Karbanis, right? So our Karbanis today are the Tefillahs. So the Eivish Te'elfim, Yiratzim Fanech, Hashem should help us all be makriv our kabanis with the right intention, lishma, without any pigul, without any distractions, to be zeichet, to come on time to die, to focus, to be immersed with kavana, without the phone distracting us, and maybe be zeichet to ascend higher and higher with all these karbanis, to get to the greatest levels of dveikas v'Hashem, which after all the word karban means dveikas, like lekari, right, to bring close, as the Rabban explains in Parshas Vayikra. Maybe we all be zeichet to the highest forms of kirva, until the pinnacle of vani kirvas elikim litoiv v'simcha gezunt nachas parnasa with hatzlocha in all areas ad bi'ez gil tzedek. It's been a great pleasure learning this wonderful Masechta together. May Hashem help us continue learning. Ad v'yizkor tzedek, mehir b'yameinu, amen. Thank you so much.
I know you the know what is the choice I told you know he you learn what to you you know oh you think you the know you the know what is the choice I told you know he learn what to you you know. I told you,